Looking up, and the problem is that it was clear he had no intention of being leader for as long as he did. And I said, when he stepped down, I would contest the leadership. And I said, I aspire to be governed. He said, in my lifetime. I said, I don't have that long. Tragically, I was wrong. I still aspire for the Greens to be governed. There is no point in being in Parliament unless you aspire to be governed. I want to read a paragraph or two from my book. Whatever humans do or don't do, is there anything sure that continents will continue to be torn apart and collide, freeze and thaw, submerge and rise up out of the oceans, mountains will thrust, do crumble, and creeks will become canyons, species will come and go, and the climate will change. Homo sapiens may, like the cockroach in the Tuatara Dé Pointe, survive, or like the bacteria in the microbe, through selection or the use of technology, natural, most unnatural, change and adapt. Or we may go the way of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, the Mauran saber-tooth tiger. It may already be too late to combat the consequences of our own ignorance and foolishness. Even if it is not, whatever we do, change will happen. So why worry? Perhaps for no other reason than that the status quo, however superficially attractive it may appear, just isn't in our own interests. Even if our frenetic, energy-intensive lives were sustainable, even if they posed no threat whatsoever to our gorgeous and fragile planet and all of the other species and communities with which we share it, the truth is, most of us aren't having such a great time. While we are capable of acts of great courage, beauty, compassion and generosity, we have the capacity to experience intense pleasure. For much of our all-too-brief lives, we settle for so much less. We talk of the sanctity of life, but only when life itself is threatened are we likely to intervene with any semblance of seriousness. Compassion that is almost boundless in the face of a tsunami or terminal illness is a much rarer commodity in the face of mere misery. The best reason I can come up with for changing is that life could be so much more fun. We do not have to change human nature. Rather, we have to applaud the courageous, the generous, and the compassionate, and awaken a sense of wonder. Our task is to excite our communities. Every time we put pen to paper, write a press release, do an interview, have a conversation, appear in public, or just, you know, interact with other people, we have an opportunity to say that life could be more fun. Was it Chopra who said that we must be the change we want to see? If we must react to the tragic, the unjust, or the absurd, let it be an opportunity to articulate the kind of future that we and our children deserve. Leadership is not just the responsibility of our leaders, it is the responsibility of each and every one of us. When a member announces, if only to his closest acquaintances, that they're giving up the membership of the Greens because Mike Ward, most ungreenly, flew to India, or blames every motorist for the difficulties faced by cyclists, the message they send that it is most difficult being green and that the green future is indeed synonymous with going without. It is not. It is about having and making the kind of choices that most enrich our own lives and most delight us. Those of you who say that our messages are never going to be popular, can I say that that has not been my experience? I leave you with my mantra, and it's one that I've trotted out many times. Which ones of our messages do you not think they're like? Is it the one about working fewer hours and having time to spend with the people we like? Is it the one about having warm, comfortable homes, heated by the sun, and perhaps close enough to the place that we need to be that we can walk and cycle for most of our journeys? Is it the one about having great food, local, in season, fresh without the package and the packet and the processing and the additives? Is it the one about living in a country that aspires to quality? That's the stuff that's made here and made to last. When we buy it, we keep kiwis in work. Is it the one about living in an environment that continues to nurture and sustain us? Because those are the things that our children deserve. I'm an artist, I make lovely things. My politics are an expression of my creativity, actually. Our task is to make our communities lovelier, fairer, and richer places in which to bring up our children. It is to make life good. While our messages cannot ignore the urgency, that urgency must be tempered with a generous measure of optimism. For if we can't have at least as much fun saving the planet, who is likely to want to borrow? And to those of you who say, what difference can a country of 4 million people make? Well, we can make a heap of difference to the 4 million people. And the planet is looking for a role model. Thank you very much. Thank you.